I mean, the game can be surreal in some ways, because it, no matter what happened today, we were going to be in a relegation final anyway, you know. It's obviously more important for Tipperary than for us. So it's all about the next day now, you know.
It's a hard game to prepare for right now, is it?
It is in a way, and I suppose it is, yeah, because once you're trying to see can we back up the performance of last week, and at the same time you've one eye on the relegation final in 2 weeks' time, and trying to get that balance and the training in between it is obviously a challenge. But look, we're happy where we are from the point of view of the preparation for the relegation final, which is obviously the most important for us, you know.
I suppose there was a bit of momentum as well from that Kilkenny game last week.
There was, yeah. I mean, and from a partner, we tried not to slip back too much from that. I think we're certainly not as good as we showed last Saturday night. We're not as bad as probably we showed in other games, including today. And I think we're probably somewhere in between. You know where that exactly is, I'm not sure yet.
Oh, well, I suppose you're trying to find that balance at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Trying to get a balance between looking at players, the training we're doing, preparing for the championship, and building for the future. And okay, we'll find ourselves in a relegation final, and so be it. And that, we'll prepare for that over the next 2 weeks now and see where that leads us.
And the game today at Tipperary, they really seem to up it after the break.
They did. I mean, I thought all guys tired, to be honest. I think we tired an awful lot in the second half at 3 points in at half time. Now, to be fair to Tipperary, they had a few wides in the first half that you wouldn't normally associate with them, and they probably deserve to be a little bit further ahead at half time. But we tired a lot in the second half, which was kind of a bit disappointing.
And the two goals as well in the second half, a positive there.
Yeah, I mean, we're scoring well, but we're conceding it too much. That's the bottom line. I think over the course of the league, we're the top scoring team in the league. But it doesn't matter if you're conceding, like we were today. And despite who we were missing, at the end of the day, we had core players in there, and that's disappointing to concede what we conceded again today.
Will it be much of a knock now, do you think, ahead of the relegation playoff?
No, I don't think so. Not at all. I mean, we weren't looking at today. It was kind of, as I said, kind of a surreal game. No matter what happened, we were going to be in a relegation final, and the preparation for it was geared around that. So I don't think we would this today. Whether we win or lose the next game against Galway, it won't be because of today anyway.
And in terms of injuries, Seamus Hardy, you missed out today. How is he?
Yeah, that's not an injury. It's a sickness. He's got a touch of the flu. We decided not to bring him today. The same with Lockhart McLaughlin, who was picked today. But they'll be back training at the end of the week.
And Damien Cahillan, he had a knock as well today.
Yeah, he's kind of a little hamstring, bit of a strain, but he's fine. He'll be okay, back training again during the week.
And the three lads will be back for the relegation playoff?
They will, yeah.
And
yeah.
2 weeks now to prepare for Galway?
2 weeks, yeah, home or away, yeah. So we'll get our squad together now and give them a couple of days off now and get them together on Wednesday night, and we'll prepare them for the Galway game.
John, we still wanted to get a few points in the board anyway, just to get something out of the league, but that's the way it went, and we just have to keep moving on. We've been in situations like this before. Not maybe as severe, but we've been there and we've come back from it, so never say never. Like,
what do you think of the performance today, Conor?
Just hot and cold, you know. We just like, kind of lost our composure at important times of the game. Times when Tip got on top and took advantage. And especially with a team like Tip that can shoot from anywhere, and you know, their backs as well, like, you know, they're reading the game is unreal. So like, when you lose concentration against them, you're going to pay for it.
They seemed to go up a few gears after half time.
Yeah, they did. Just, I suppose when we came in, that goal didn't help as well, I suppose, after half time. But no, we thought we were fully pumped to go in the second half, but you know, it's just kind of annoying when you can't figure out, you know, what we need to do, but we'll have it figured out in the first round.
Will it affect confidence, you think, now before the relegation playoff?
It shouldn't really. If we have any plans in trying to win, it shouldn't.
And Conor, I suppose after the back of last week's performance on Kilkenny, I suppose take the positives from that and maybe look at where things went wrong, I suppose, in the today and some of the other games of the league.
I know, yeah, it's kind of hard kind of constantly saying we'll take positives from this and that after losing, but you know, at the end of the day, it's all we can do, like, and, you know, get ourselves as ready as possible and make sure that we've done it before, like I said, so I'm just hoping that'll be the case again.
And it's Galway now in the relegation playoff?
Yeah, we've been there. We've been in a relegation final before. We've been in a lot of finals, so we're still another game for us, a game we need to win.
I suppose the way things worked out against Galway in the Ashurst Championship, would there be a little bit of a measure of revenge in that game?
It'll always be, sure, like, you can't help but remember things like that, so. But at the end of the day, it's a new game, it's a new year, it's a new platform, like, so you just have to approach it like we do every game to try and win. Unfortunately, we haven't got that yet, but just when it starts kicking in, maybe we'll drive on then.
Thanks, Conor.